Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Coverings 2016 in Chicago, and I'm with Joe Lundgren with Joe Lundgren Consulting. Joe, you doing all right?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks, Kemp.
We talked in Chersai last year. I always like to get your insight. You're walking the show. You know this business inside and out. You've been focused on the ceramic business your whole life, right?
That's correct. I like to say my whole life. It's been just over 30 years, so I'm a little bit plus of that right now. But, yeah, almost my whole career in the workforce.
Well, and just tell our listeners, what do you specialize in as a consultant in the tile business?
Well, Kemp, not only, like you said, have been in it a long time, but just specifically helping companies from other countries come into the United States and set up distribution, and also helping them with their actual product development so that they have the right products for the U.S. market, because obviously we're different from the rest of the world. And then also with domestically, with companies from distributors to different manufacturers, helping them with their overall business strategy about how to go to market. So it's been very exciting.
Yeah, most people know this, but you were head of marketing for Deltile for how many years?
For the marketing department, I was there about 4 years, but overall I was with Deltile for 27 years.
Let's talk about trends. You've walked the show. Tell us kind of what you're seeing out there.
Well, I think anybody who's here will say the first and foremost is the wood looks, which is really taking a big portion of the overall industry from the flooring standpoint for us. So wood is definitely something that we see continue to grow. And we keep saying, well, I've seen that for the last 5 years, but it's that next generation of wood, which is really exciting. So the wood is definitely taking on a category of its own.
Yeah, and actually, let me add to that. I mean, you not only are you seeing more and more woods, but every year you see it get even better, because they're mixing what they can do with inkjet along with texture to give you some distressed looks that are just unbelievable, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. If I was in the wood business, I'd definitely be scared of the capabilities of the manufacturing facilities to really replicate it. And then obviously from a just durability standpoint, ceramic over the wood. So the consumer sees that. In addition to the wood, we've seen the next generation of the concrete look also coming out. That's another big trend, that people like that minimalistic type of look. And so how many more versions can we have of that? I don't know. But every year, the Italians and the Spanish and these companies seem to come up with some unique looks. And then the third biggest thing I'm seeing out there is the brick look, which we've seen, you know, come on the scene a couple years ago. And now people have taken that to more of a contemporary look. And then also that Chicago brick, which it started with look. So seeing the evolution of that has been exciting. And I'm still walking this show. Here we are at day two here, because there's a lot of ground to cover because the show's definitely grown. But I think that we've seen some companies going into that sandstone look, and then also into the traditional travertine looks, where we've seen some new colors get introduced. So that's always interesting for me to see, outside of the normal colors of silver travertine and a beige travertine, really take off and go.
You know, to mention on that brick look, Marazzi, for example, has a beautiful brick look right as you walk into their space. And, you know, we saw brick, you and I talked about it at Chersai, and that was more of a bombed out looking brick look. And this brick look is a more antique, I don't know, you know, exactly how they do it, but it's gorgeous and very appealing to I think, the palette in the U.S. The only thing about brick is, I guess on a wall it's fine, but when you start putting it on the floor, brick really, those mortar lines, they're really grout lines. And so, you know, we've been moving away from that, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. We've moved away from that from an industry standpoint. I guess you could say maybe the grout companies are excited about the fact that we got some wide joints going back on the floor. They'll sell more product. But the American consumer typically doesn't like that, and because of the cleanliness aspect of it, that's a good point.
All right, so some other trends we've seen other than aesthetics is, you know, we've I think this the big news here, obviously, with the Atlas Concord news, with the Delconca news, they're adding a kiln, so more and more capacity moving into Tennessee. That's certainly a trend, isn't it?
Without a doubt. And I think many of the companies, and I talk to many companies that get excited when they see that we're 66% to 68% imports, but one of the first thing I think the realization point I say is how many companies are making up that pie of 66% to 68%. So the distributors and the importers in general in the U.S. market have so many more choices today, and inkjet, like we've talked about, has really made it a level playing field. There isn't somebody who has technology that has really surpassed everybody and can take a chunk of the market. So we see a much more level playing field out in the marketplace today from many different countries that, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, even 10 years ago, we never even thought about getting into the American market.
you know, making tile in the United States makes sense, especially if you're in the commercial market, because there's so many of these lead points around how close the factory was to the actual building, and you get points for that. But, you know, there's an economic disadvantage now with this strong dollar. So these companies in Italy and these other foreign countries that are making product, they're actually more competitive with this strong dollar, right?
Oh, without a doubt. We see that happening across the board. And, you know, obviously the East Coast guys are really enjoying this the euro exchange rate right now. Brazil has entered back into the market in a big way. And I know there's a lot of upheaval in Brazil and in general, but all of the Brazilian manufacturers see, I like to call the U.S., everybody says it's the land of Oz, and the exchange rate is definitely one of those points that everybody looks to.
One other thing I'd like to talk about is, especially, I think it's probably tied into all this new domestic capacity that's coming online. You're starting to see more and more distributors that are being owned by manufacturers, and you know, that's probably a smart move because that gets you closer to the customer, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And you know, we've seen that model be successful with some companies in the past, and I think other companies are looking at that and saying, okay, what is the channels of distribution? And that's one thing that I spend a lot of time in looking at. And obviously, we know the home center channel has grown significantly. In a lot of cases, we've allowed that to happen from the distribution standpoint because we make it easy for the consumer to shop at a home center. But then we also see those company-owned stores, those manufacturers starting to expand their footprint, so to speak, because they understand that owning that distribution, they also get that 100% of that pie, versus an independent distributor who might have multiple lines in there. And so that is one of the big things that we see happening. And I think that we'll continue to see, because not only is it other companies buying companies within the same industry, but we see investment companies from outside of our industry are intrigued with our industry. And so you start to see investment from private equity firms looking at our business, because this is where they see growth in the U.S. for some period to come.
You know, the Tile Council of North America released the numbers this morning that the consumption of tile in the United States was up almost 10% in 15 versus 14. That always gets an investor's attention. Do you think in the short term, most people know the simple supply economic equation where if you have more supply than demand, the product usually is sold for less. Do you think we're going to see that in this country?
That's a great question. You know, those U.S. manufacturers are probably thinking what's coming down the pipe. I think that, as you said, the simple economics of guns and butter and that equilibrium price, that prices will come down because the capacity that is in around the world is huge. And when they have that excess capacity, they want to keep that plant running. So ultimately, unless we see other world economies start to improve to eat up some of that world capacity, those importers aren't going to stop, and they'll compete where they need to, which is going to lead to lower prices.
All right, Joe, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for batting some of these trends around with us. Again, been talking to Joe Lundgren with Joe Lundgren Consulting, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.